Do you ever wonder, how can I get more signups and sales for my online programs? Well, if the answer is yes, you're gonna love today's training, because in this training, we're gonna tell you how we have a really unique method of having a virtual open house that not only has grown our email list massively, but it's also brought in a lot of sales and a lot of signups.
Moolahs.
And the reason this is like our unique method is because of our background running dance schools and having a martial arts school. We learned face-to-face marketing. We learned what they call brick and mortar marketing. And what we realized is, with just a few tweaks, those strategies that worked face-to-face work really well online. And some of the online people, they're not doing them.
Yeah. I think a lot of times it feels awkward and weird when you're shifting from offline or brick and mortar, as you say, to online. And we get a little twisted up about it all and the technology. And just consider us like your bridge, because that's what we did. We figured out how to do online, but we like to go back and forth across the bridge. You can play in both worlds. So this method will work if you're offering group classes, workshops, one-on-one coaching, digital programs. We've pretty much done everything with this. In fact, we've generated over 7,000 new signups and 100K in revenue in 30 days using this method. It works. So we're going to show you. We also have a free resource for you today, and that goes along with this training. It's a free ticket to our 5-day virtual open house, and we'll show you how you can get that so you can get more signups of your own.
Yeah, and that, you know, statistic he just gave you of over 5,000 new email subscribers and 100K in 7, revenue.
7,000, my dear.
7,000. That was for a virtual online, and you can see the link right there, satorimethod.com/energy, where you can watch us in real time,
basically,
like Justin said,
do what we're going to share with you today.
But I wanted to give some statistics, like face to face. If you had an open house, let's say you had 20 people show up and you got 5 new students. So same thing, different numbers, because online you can get people from all over the world.
So as you write down that link there, you're getting 2 things. Do you see that box on the screen there?
Mm-hmm,
that's a freebie. It's also known as a lead magnet. It's a quite generous lead magnet. It's a course that we created for our open house, what we're offering. It's also known as a challenge. Sometimes people call them workshops, open online seminars. We're giving away that free course. You guys get a copy of that for everybody who registers for the event. There's the 5-day free ticket, and you can see this implemented. So make sure you write that down. Mm-hmm. Okay, take it away, my dear. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let's talk about this experience of opening the doors and inviting people into your world. You know, that's what we did for years. For years and years and years.
Yeah, before the sizzle.
Before the sizzle. So welcome to the Marketing Mindset and Moolah Show. I'm Tristan.
I'm Sabrina.
And together we've been running our businesses offline and online. Our company today is called Satori Method, and it's really for teachers and coaches and healers and folks who want to work on the energy arts for healing themselves and also helping others. So we've been in the healing arts and coaching business for decades now. And that's what we do with the Marketing Mindset and Moolah Show, is we case study for you what's working in the real world for folks just like you. If you're a coach, if you love wellness, if you love healing, sometimes we feel a little bit like those folks get left behind, right? All the marketing is just for these high ticket things or for people who are just like these business coaches. But what about the healers?
Mm-hmm.
What about the Tai Chi and the Qigong and the meditation and the yoga and the naturopaths? We're here for you guys. So that's what this show is all about. It's going to help you build and grow a wildly profitable, and we should underline profitable. That's why we call this the Marketing Mindset and Moolah. If you don't get comfortable with marketing and sales, then you can't serve very many people, right? You will be in the charity business. And we know what that's like. We built digital courses of our own. As we said in a previous episode, build it and they will come. They don't come. You have to learn this art of communicating in an ethical, love-based way so that it aligns with you, because if it doesn't align with you, you won't do it. And you'll have this big aspiration and this dream and this incredible gifts that you have, but it just won't reach as many people as it can. So we're here to help you with that. Okay.
All right, so let's dive into this virtual open house. I think this is one of the best ways for someone whose passion is what they're teaching. Their passion is what they're sharing. And they're looking for, I don't want a bunch of complicated gobbledygook funnily-wunnily things.
Funnily-wunnily.
I want a calendar filled with clients, mm-hmm. or I want my classes to be full, or I want people buying the digital program that I created, or I really want to work one-on-one. Whatever it is, that's what you want to spend your time doing a whole lot more than you want to spend your time creating a lot of marketing. So let's just talk about sort of what do we mean by open house. Well, I'll begin.
Okay, you take it.
So I did a lot with dance studios, but I'm going to talk specifically about when I was the artistic director of a big studio here in Austin, and more about with ballroom Latin, more adults classes. And I was part of it from the ground up, from putting the first brick on the floor. We were part of this. So there were zero students. It wasn't like taking a successful studio and making it more successful. It was like, there's nobody. Let's get some people. So what I did is I created a open house. And I did it 2 days. It was Saturday and Sunday. And we would teach little sample classes, like 20 minutes. That's a nice sample. Every hour on the hour, all day. And I actually had them going in several studios. So that studio would be doing salsa, that would be doing waltz. Then there's tango, then there's cha-cha. And people could come in and sample that class. Now, of course, at the end of the class was kind of like the lead magnet, kind of like the free gift, kind of like the try before you buy. And more than that, I felt like it gave people an experience of working with me. What is it like to take a class with me? Do I make them feel comfortable? Yes. Do I make them feel competent? Yes. Do they walk away feeling like, maybe I can learn to salsa? This thing I thought I'd never be able to do, I think I can do it working with her. Or do they walk away feeling like, you know what? My back doesn't hurt as much, depending on what you're teaching. So during the open house, at the end of every little sampler was an invitation. Would you like to sign up for the 4-week salsa class? Would you like to sign up for the 4-week tango class? Oh, you like them both? Guess what? We have an unlimited package that saves you money. So the virtual open house was an open house with a schedule. It wasn't like just stop by and ring my bell, right? It was every hour on the hour for 20 minutes for these hours, I'm going to do a sampler. And every sampler was followed with an opportunity to sign up and register with a special offer for one class or unlimited. And of course, some people were like, I'm really not comfortable. I don't want to switch partners. I don't like being around people. Can I work with you one-on-one? Yes. So by doing these open houses, I was able to fill the schedule with one-on-one clients, ongoing classes, maybe just a workshop. And I got to meet people and talk to them and hear what they said. Now, we pick that up and bring it over onto online. It's really the same. So let's say that you were doing your free open house in Facebook. Where are they communicating with you? In the chat. How are they registering for your classes? However you want. They can use PayPal, you can have a link, you can have a shopping cart, you can use Venmo. That's totally up to you. But you can take that same marketing strategy and bring it over. And we also used to do something similar in the martial arts school. And that's what we based our 5-day energy event on, which we were doing long before the trendy 5-day challenge. We were a little ahead of the curve there, mm-hmm. years before. And it was totally based on face-to-face marketing.
So did you recall earlier, if you were here, I was saying that people feel a little like weirded out by the whole online world. If you can see through the lens of everyday local business, local, normal everyday living and teaching and coaching, it's not as weird. There's a lot of terms like these online seminars and challenges and launches and boot camps and after a while, lead magnets and et cetera, et cetera. You feel a little bit out of place, right? A little bit like, how does this relate to what I want to do? I want to teach. I want to teach classes. I want to help people. I don't want to become a digital marketer, right? Well, even in your local business or in a local area, you still have to promote those classes and what it is that you do. the online platform, if you could start to just kind of put those local glasses on, if you will, I'll call mm-hmm. local versus online or offline online, but local, if you could just start to think about how would I treat somebody that was coming into my place of business or to my home for a session, whatever it may be, whatever your thing is, what would you do? And then see how do you translate that to the online world. So everything Sabrina just said was literally, we said, okay, well, this works with people in this local situation. How do we make it work online? So when we say an open house, and I'll give an example of one of the open houses that we would do at the dojo. In fact, one of our students said, why don't you guys do an open house? Sabrina had been doing them for a very long time with the dance school, as you heard. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, well, that sounds very similar to what I currently do, which is we give five classes for free. We basically mm-hmm. give a free week of classes. So we had five classes in the week. So we would go around town and we would find people who would be willing to take a little postcard and put it on their counter. Mm-hmm. We didn't know that that was a lead magnet. It's a lead magnet. Okay, that's what you call it online. Okay, so now I get it. All right, so a flyer, a little postcard is a lead magnet. So what does a lead mm-hmm. magnet mean? Yeah.
The turkey baster that your real estate agent puts outside your door the day before Thanksgiving.
If you've seen that.
That's a lead magnet.
So it's something that magnetizes someone to you that becomes a lead. A lead is someone that you can follow up with, right? Mm-hmm. So we would put these postcards and we would put a value on the card so that the person that would see it would be like, oh, wow, that is worth $90 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the person who is going to allow you to put it on their countertop says, oh, that's actually valuable. And that's a gift that yeah. I could give to someone. Okay, I'll do that. That's your first affiliate yeah. partner. Right? The tanning salon was my affiliate joint venture partner.
My nail salon was for me.
You see how we're tying the dots together, right? So, oh, okay. Affiliate marketing is someone who's, they're going to scratch your back and you scratch the back.
Affiliate marketing would be if I had the nail salon, or tanning salon, and Tristan said to me, can I put these postcards in your place and you give them out to your customers, and these are all marked with a special little symbol, and when anyone comes in and redeems it and takes the classes and buys, I'll give you a kickback.
You absolutely can do it as a kickback. Yep. And sometimes they won't even ask for a kickback. They will feel like, this is so valuable. Mm-hmm. You mean I can give this to my clients for free? Thank you. So there's that beautiful exchange. It's a transactional exchange. So now you're starting to see, okay, so how else can I get people, let's say you have a yoga studio or you rent a space and you teach Tai Chi classes, right? Mm-hmm. How do I get more people? Okay, so I can have my affiliate partners in my local area, or I could run an advertisement somewhere, right? In the newspaper, maybe I can pay to get, you know, like on the back of the receipts in the store. I don't know if you've ever done that, where they'll put a coupon yeah. on there, right?
Or I did Groupon.
You can do a Groupon that now we're starting to bridge over into online visibility. Mm-hmm. You come up with ways that you can pay for your material to be in front of someone, more eyeballs. That's the same thing as boosting a post on Facebook.
Yep.
Buying an ad on Facebook if you wanted to. Now, you don't even have to get in paid strategies. I think a lot of people love the organic strategies of social media, which means you have a social media business page.
Yep.
You could use your personal profile and you start telling people.
Your Facebook business page banner is your flyer.
That's a flyer spot. Absolutely. You can do a piece of content. That's mm-hmm. what this is. This is a piece of content. This is a free training, like inviting someone in to have a free class. You could boost it. Who do you boost it to? People interested in what you do. Right? Now we're talking about the online delivery. Let's talk about that. So in the local, you invite them to your physical space, right? Mm-hmm. Well, how is this different? What are we doing differently here? We're not bringing them to our physical space.
Right. So you're asking them to come into your virtual space, and it's up to you, just like it's up to you where you rent your to have your classes. If, say, you're teaching Qigong, should I rent for an hour in the yoga school? Should I rent at the martial arts school? Maybe I could do it in the library. Maybe I'll do it in the park. Those are your platforms.
Platforms. There's
so
a word to write. Okay,
transition platform. Over onto online. Do I want to do it on YouTube? Do I want to do it on Facebook? Do I want to do it on Instagram Live? Like, where do I want to do it? Do I want to do it on Zoom and send out a link? So again, you get to pick your platform. But there's a little element that was always the best part and maybe sometimes the trickiest part. So people would pick up the flyer and they're like, oh, this is good. I've always wanted to salsa dance. I've always wanted to do a fitness fusion kickboxing. I've always wanted to do that. 5 free days? That sounds good. I'm going to take this with me. And they stick it on the refrigerator and they look at it for a year thinking about those classes. How do you get them to go from having that flyer to walking in the door? I mean, we used to go to Gold's Gym and it said something like the hardest part of the workout is walking through the door. Right. And that's the hardest part of taking any training is just showing up. Well, the hardest part of being a teacher is helping your students do the hardest part, which is just showing up like you guys are all showing up
today. Or your
today.
Prospect to make that first contact.
Yeah. How do you get them to walk through the door? How do you get them to click? You know, when you say going live now, how do you get them to click? And that's where with the open house, sometimes we would say, you know, the first 25 people get this free duffel bag. The first 25 people get this t-shirt or... you know, we're having a champagne toast at 1 o'clock, like creating something that had a time on it that made people want to see that, or doing a professional demonstration at 1:15, giving away a free course at 1:30, must be present to win. Translate that over into the online. And what do? Well, you can give a free gift and you're going to give it to them. During the first class, you could hold on to it. Like when you show up for the open house, everyone that shows up, I'm going to totally give this free training to. That'll get them to show up.
Now we do have a little ninja hack that you're going to want to, we'll show it to you in a second so you can see how you could get more people to come to your open house. Now remember, open house is just you're opening the doors to an opportunity to connect with some people. Right? New people. Some people, they just open the doors and sort of showcase their studio or showcase, you know, where they teach. But we're saying open the doors, invite people to feel what you do online or offline, and then show them what you know. Teach them a little bit or give them a free week or a free session or a free massage, a free something, because that separates you from everybody else who's trying to make a sale or make a registration right away. Mm-hmm. You're leading with love. You're leading with giving. And you're activating the law of reciprocity. And these people that come in, they get to see you as the expert. They get to see you as the trusted advisor. The more times that you can get them to come in for free, not forever, just a little bit, they can realize, I like them. They're cool. They know what they're talking about. I like the community. I like the connection that I'm experiencing here. Yeah. And of course, you're going to naturally invite them to the next step, which is to become a paying customer or student.
Right.
So what you can do to get more people to come in the door online is you can have a set window where the online open house is going to happen from Monday through Friday. You set that, like Sabrina said earlier, you need a limiter. You need a specific reason, some urgency. Okay, it starts here, it finishes here. Yep. And then she said, you can hold on to the thing and give it to them when they get there. But online, there's another trick. What you can do is you can say, I'm going to give you this free gift just for registering for the blah, blah, blah event. You give them that gift and you start to teach them a little bit right away. You wet their whistle so they're like, oh my gosh, this is great. I'm definitely coming to the open house. So here's what we do. Mm-hmm. Now, this may be one step further than what you're ready for, but just so you can see it mentally, how it works. Ah, there's Tristan's notes. Okay, and there we are in the background. So I think what I'll do is just sort of put us away for a moment. And I'll open this all the way up for you. And I will make it
so this is the page that people see when we announce our open house. Now, we're not calling it an open house. You can call it an event. You can call it an open house. You can call it a challenge. You can name it whatever you want. One thing we didn't mention is that to get a ticket to this open house, we ask them to register and give us their email, because we're always trying to go our email list so we can follow back up with them. Because someone might register and not show up, and you can follow back up with them and say, hey, you registered for the open house. I didn't see you there. What kind of classes are you interested in? So that's why we have this opt-in page. So if you were using Facebook as your platform, you could say, I'm going to do my open house, my event, my challenge inside of a private group. So give me your email and I'll send you the details of how to get in the group. So you can grow. That's why we said we grew our email list by 7,000 people 1 month when we did this.
So this is a flyer. When you hear the word opt-in page or landing page or squeeze page, that means flyer. Okay, that's the translation. This is a flyer. And now you know the good flyers have those little tear-offs on them.
At the bottom where it has the phone number.
Well, here's the tear-off, okay? The tear-off is this free gift. Well, that's actually an extra bonus. The tear-off in this case is to get them to click this button. Mm-hmm. And so you can stay in touch with them. You'll put in your email and such. So that's called an opt-in page, and it really is like a flyer. But the bonus technique to get them to come and register regardless is to give a freebie. As you can see, the Qigong for Beginners. So we made a course as a freebie. We sometimes do what's called an activator. And what that is just a little sampler of what you do. And we'll explain what a lead magnet is and its purpose coming right up. Let's talk about lead magnets.
Sure. Now, I do want to say that, you know, we've been online for a long time and our marketing is maybe more sophisticated than yours is currently. So I want to give some examples of how you could replicate what you just saw. You could put something on your Facebook page. I'm just going to use Facebook because that's been such a wonderful platform for us, that says that you're going to have this open house where you teach these variety of things. And then you can say, private message me if you want the information on how to get it. So if you don't have a web page, if you don't have an opt-in page, don't let that stop you from moving forward. You can do this with whatever you have, as long as you have a platform like Facebook and an email. You definitely want to have an email and you want to have a way to start collecting email addresses.
I'll give them an example of how you could use your Facebook page.
Okay.
Here it comes. So Sabrina was talking about the banner at the top. So that could be your flyer right there. When they click to learn more, that picture actually opens up and you can tell them to reach out through Facebook Messenger and connect with you, or you can turn the button. There's usually a button here. You can't see it because this is an admin page, but you can make that button do something like email you or send you a message or go to a web page. So that's how you can use this as like a website and your flyer or your opt-in. Cool. So a lead magnet's purpose, this gift's purpose, is to get the person to say, you know what, I'm going to give you my email. An email is essential. If you're not growing your email list, it's going to be really hard to grow your online business and today your offline business. It's how we stay in touch. It's how we communicate,
right? Yeah, it used to be when I had a Jazzercise franchise, I didn't get their email. I got their home address and their phone number. And if they didn't show up for class, I either sent them a postcard or I called them. Yeah. I was really happy when email came around. And even with those face-to-face classes, then I still communicate with the face-to-face people through email. I think it's a way that people like to communicate because they can check their email when they want to and they can respond when they want to.
So the lead magnet now you do not want to give too much. It's like if you went into, let's say we have a store here, Whole Foods. And sometimes when you walk into Whole Foods, wonderful grocery store to get natural foods, they'll have these little booths where there's someone standing behind them offering you samples. Sample of a new type of bread or a new cheese or a special yummy smoothie or something like that. And they'll have some different variants on the table and then you can try them. But what's behind them is a big box of what you just tasted. And you're like, that's so good. I want more. I want a whole box. I want that whole block of cheese. I'll take it. If you give them a whole block of cheese for free, or the whole smoothie, and they drink it, and you're like, you want some more? Like, nah, I'm pretty good. My belly's full. I'm good. I'll maybe next week.
Yeah.
So if your lead magnet is too full, too robust, mm-hmm. either they won't get through it and they'll never even attend your live event or purchase your program or coaching, or they will feel like, you know, it's too much. I'm already full.
Yeah.
And you just want to do enough, though. You don't want it to be like, what's the big deal? I didn't even taste the cheese. You want it to be juicy enough that they go like this.
It's not a lick. It's a bite.
It's a bite. That was freaking good. That helped me solve a problem. Mm-hmm. One little problem. Not the whole problem.
Yeah.
One little problem.
Mm-hmm. Right? So for example, for us, when you join us for the 5-day energy detox and reboot event, you'll see that we gave away a really big, big give. It's probably the biggest give we've ever given for this open house that we've done now probably 6 times at least.
At least.
Maybe 8, maybe 10. It's so focused on the fundamentals, like how to breathe, how to stand, what to think about, that it gives people confidence, but they definitely don't have like a Qigong practice that they're going to have after going through the open house, the 5 days, and certainly not what they'll have when they purchase our programs or register for our ongoing classes. And I had a mentor years ago that said, sometimes think about this. If what you offer is a consumed through video, like if you offer a Qigong class, if you offer a meditation class where it's face-to-face, could your free gift maybe be an audio, a guided meditation? Could your free gift maybe be a download with a picture of, let's say there's 5 bows in Qigong, with the picture of the bows and why to stand like that? Could it be consumed in a different way so that it's not in competition? And I always thought that was a really awesome way that people can make sure they don't over deliver.
When you are online and you're trying to show people your lead magnet, let's say you're on Facebook or Instagram, try to, and you can hire somebody on Fiverr or Upwork, have them make a cool picture, or you could do it in Canva or PicMonkey, that shows a thingy, that they're getting a thingy, right? Mm-hmm. The thingy is like, this is an example of a thingy, right? So there's two thingies, right? You can show the ticket and show a picture so it represents a thingy, mm-hmm. or like in this case, we're doing a thingy plus the free course. There are a variety of different types of things that you can have made.
Because if the brain sees it and thinks it can touch it, it has value. If it's just living in the air, like, oh, this open house and this time, and you can't, it's so much better if there's a ticket or something you can touch. That's when you can put the value on it.
Yeah, it's really important. So you can get different ones made, like here's another thingy, right? It doesn't have to be complicated. So you get a video player and come up with a name for the thingy that you're going to be giving. Mm-hmm. Put a little image. You can get these for free sometimes, or you can pay like $1 for a cool little image. And either make it yourself. Some of the folks that we've met are quite talented and can figure stuff out to create like this. And then give them the thingy. Mm-hmm. And that has helped us so much, is having something that they can click on, right. Something they can tangibly mm-hmm. look at and say, I want that.
Because when they want that, if we go back to how we started, what do you get? You get their email, you get the sign up, and then they sign up and they show up, and then you get the sale. Right. And having a virtual open house where basically you're just letting people experience what it is to be in your energy, to experience what it is to take classes with you, costs you nothing. It's the most affordable marketing there is.
It's really great. And so the last thing that I'll share with you is, how do you have a platform where you can offer this to somebody? And so we chose, and this was something somebody said to us years ago. They said, you can't be everywhere. Now, some people like to think that you can be everywhere. And I guess if you have enough money and you have enough resources, you can pay people to take everything that you've got and put it all over the places. Mm-hmm. But I think for those of us who don't want to do that, don't want to necessarily be that big or don't want to invest that much money until we know for sure that this is what I want to be doing. You pick a lane. It's sort of like you pick one horse and ride one horse, not two, right? So we picked Facebook. And we love YouTube as well. YouTube is great for different things, and so is Instagram. But we mainly connect with our tribe on Facebook. And Facebook gives you a plethora of free resources and tools, such as a business page, which is like having your own website for free. And they also give you groups. And groups is where you can create a wall, and you can let people ask to be a member, and then they can come inside the group. And that is where you can do your open house, right? And that is the container for you to show what you know. For example, we are doing that here. Not there. We are doing it over, that's the lead magnet we're giving people. We're doing it here inside of a group. And this is our group. It's the 5-day Qigong Energy Detox and Reboot. So we had somebody make a beautiful banner at the top. So then they got to join. They, you know, let them know what's going on and just jump right in. People are connecting and loving it and having fun. And we're in there connecting with them. So if you would like to see how we're doing this and participate in the event and model, that's where you go to get enrolled.
In real time. I wanted to say something about how Tristan just said, like, pick a platform. And I think that's a really great idea. So let's talk about what does that mean face-to-face? How do you transition that? Well, it might mean that you teach mainly out of one location or out of one room of your house or just maybe virtual. When I was really trying to get more students, and this is really interesting, years ago, ballroom dancing, I would drive all around town. I would teach at the University of Texas. I went to IBM. I went to Dell. I went to Motorola. I was the main dance teacher for Austin Independent School District, like adult education. I would teach at that church and that church. And I would go and I would teach. And I would teach all these places. And I would give away my thingy. And I would meet people. And I would find people who were interested and then invite them to my platform. Okay, so how would you translate that into online? Well, I'm sure you've seen some people having summits and they're looking for people to teach for free. Like, why do you think, why would we take time out of our day to go and be on somebody else's live event? Well, because it's putting us in front of another audience. It's putting us in front of someone else. It's like getting to guest appear in someone else's open house. So yes, be on one platform, but if you get invited to maybe give something over there, or give something over there, or share a little sample and give away your gift so that then you can say, come to my platform. That's another way to grow your student body. Because if you're doing face-to-face, and that's something you want to do, you could rent an hour at that yoga studio and that martial arts studio in that library, and you'd be in three different people's platforms, basically. And that's how you'd be. And then you'd tell them all, come to my house.
Come over to my platform.
So think about how you can do that online, how you can share in another group. Or like we did an event for our certified Qigong instructors where we let all of them teach for a few minutes. So we let them basically be on our page and our platform, and quite a few of them got students from that. So when the online thing is seeming overwhelming and so confusing and I'm never going to get it, just think, well, what if it was face-to-face? Let's just go back to what's that like and how can I transition that over?
That's the advice of the day. Go back to simple. Think about how you would do it in your everyday life. And then she said it. Translate it. And we've tried to give you some examples today, and we want to champion the cause here. We want to show you that it's possible. We were just a dance teacher, martial art teacher, wanting to help people, went through some crazy stuff with healing, learned a lot about how the mind and the body work. We were always meditating. That was our journey. It's how we met. And we created our own unique offering that people resonated with, and we called it Satori Method. Take what you love, take your passions, condense them down into whatever you call it, your name, you know, dash dough, right? It's a fusion of you. You're unique. No one else can be you. You don't need to copy anyone else. You don't need to try to be like the other teachers or coaches. You might look and see, like you're watching what we're doing. Take the things that align with you, that feel true to you. The energy is everything. People are investing in the energy they feel from you, the connection they feel from you. That's why they're saying yes. Not because of your credentials or any fancy website. People aren't buying into that these days.
And that's why the open houses work so well for people like us, like the people who love to teach.
And you get to therefore showcase what you know. Let marketing be fun again. Get your mindset right around this. Okay, I'm just going to do it like I would if it was in my local hometown or inviting them over to my garden to do some Tai Chi together.
Yep.
Make it fun again. Give little things to invite and attract the bees to the honey. You know, put those little limiters, the little urge, like, hey, it's starting. Everyone needs a good nudge, right? And we all want a good deal and we all want a sampler. Like, just be sensible and simple about it.
Yep.
And we'll continue to be here to support you and inspire you. And when you're ready to go for some of the next steps where, you know, okay, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's implement. We'll be there for you for that too. We're not going anywhere. Cool. All right.
Yeah. And say hi to us in the chat when you show up during the 5 days.
Yes. Go and get that course. Take a look at that Qigong course if you haven't done Qigong.
And what's really cool, I'll say this one thing. When you look at that Qigong for Beginners course, I think it looks fantastic.
The filming of it. Yeah.
We didn't have a videographer. We didn't have a sound guy. We were downstairs. I was behind a camera and Tristan was doing the teaching. And we did ask somebody to edit it together for us.
Yep.
But we just filmed it like 2 days ago. So it doesn't have to be a big deal.
We used to do it just on the iPhone.
Yeah, this is the first time we haven't just used an iPhone. We did it in front of a window. Mm-hmm. Like, keep it simple. Yeah. Keep it simple. And then when your schedule's full and you have the budget, then make it more complicated if you want.
Exactly.
But right now, take the strategies that you're familiar with, transition them online, and start teaching something, a one-on-one, a group class, a private lesson. Start growing your list, because that momentum is going to open up doors for you.
Please grow your email list just for us. Please ask people for their email. It is the number one way to stay connected to people. It always has been. People used to say, email's dying. No, attention's dying, but email is one of the best ways to still keep someone's attention. All right.
If you're watching this on social media, please give us a like.
A thumbs up.
And if you say follow, then the platform will let you know when we go live again.
Yep.
And if you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe. Ding. And YouTube will tell you, hey, they're on here again.
Here they go again.
And if you're watching on the blog, thank you for being a subscriber. And there's always a yellow button below the video that will take you to the free resource that goes along with each and every training.
And that link right there, satorimethod.com/showbiz, is so you can get on our email list and we will keep you notified and give you tons of goodies for this show. Alrighty then. So much love to you. Bye now.